level we are talking about is God. Why? Because it covers everything. That's why it is. So there are some people, they understand this, and there are people who don't. Period. Yeah, now.
Mustafa said to him, O seeker of fortune, I will be your partner in this. Be my agent, buy a half share on my account, and receive the payment from me. He replied, I will do my utmost to serve you. Then he went to the house of the merciless Jew. He said to himself, from the hands of children, one can buy pearls very cheaply, O father.
Okay. What was Rumi saying? Why the prophets had this suggestion? Why? From the beginning up to this point, we didn't talk about the prophet, did we? Who is this prophet? He should have an attitude, right? What is the right attitude to have?
To help.
To share the force of help with everyone. To be ready to be helpful. So he wants to be helpful. He will say, okay, I will pay half the price. The fellow will go there and will think that, okay, this is easy because this is a stupid guy, I will cheat him. I will not pay him that much, yes.
From these foolish children, the gold-like devil is buying their reason and faith in exchange for the kingdom of this world.
He says it will be easy because he's stupid, because normally this is what happens, that the belief and the logic of the people is bought by this existence, normal life. They will lose it for what? What they get from the globe, which is the minimum to live. That's it. Yes.
He decks out the carcass so finely that he buys from them 200 rose gardens. By magic, he produces such moonshine that by means of magic, he carries off from worthless folk 100 purses. The prophets taught them the trade and lighted the candle of the religion before them. By means of magic, and despite the devilish and ghoulish magician, caused the prophets to appear ugly in their eyes. By sorcery, the foal causes ugliness, so that divorce takes place between the wife and husband.
You see, step by step, he goes to the different levels of life, which is always the same, because this is what the logic is here for. The existence is somehow cheating you. In what? He will buy your logic. He will buy your attention and all of that. Then, okay, there are prophets. They come here and they try to teach you something. These devils, they go around and make them look ugly to the people. Make them look like the people who are ordering everybody what to do and blah, 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 all of that. Yes? And it goes at the end, the relationship between husband and wife. He will cheat and will tease them, then in a long term, they cannot handle each other. Yes?
Their eyes have been sealed by an enchantment, so that they have sold such a pearl for rubbish. This pearl is superior.
Do you sell the pearl you have for rubbish? Do you? Yes, you do. You behave in a way that the other people will accept you and admire you. And guess what? They don't pay that much attention to you. You know why? They are busy selling themselves. Everybody is a seller, trying to find the acceptance and all of that, because that will increase the value of me. This is what it is. Whatever the religion or any philosophy or whatever there is, you will transfer it to the market. Because even over there, you want to sell and buy, mainly to sell yourself, right? Yep.
This pearl is superior to both the worlds. Listen, buy from this ignorant child, for he is an ass. To the ass, a shell and a pearl are alike. The ass has a doubt concerning the pearl and the sea.
Do you remember the ass that Jesus is sitting on it? The stupid part of me. And here, you say, your ego loves the appreciation of the others. Is everybody do this for you? Suddenly you, what's happening over there? Says, this is it. You want to sell yourself and they want to buy it cheaper. So you negotiate in that silly business, yes?
He disbelieves in the sea and its pearls. How should an animal be a seeker of pearls and adornments? God has not put it into the animal's head to be engrossed with rubies and devoted to pearls. Mm-hmm.
The rubies and the pearls, there is no interest in us for that stuff. Yeah, because the Creator hasn't given him that. He doesn't care about that. He cares about the green grass to eat, and that's it. He doesn't care. So, there is something given to me because I admire those jewelries. This is something given to me. Yes?
Have you ever seen asses with earrings? The ear and mind of the ass are on the metal. Read in Walton, we created man in the best proportion. For the spirit, O friend, is a precious pearl.
We are created in the best calendar, the best preparation to come together in the best way. Remember this. The story is like this. There are the animals and animals and animals, and God has created a garden, lovely one. Something is missing. That something is us, because we come differently. We have different potentialities. Pay attention to that. Yes.
In the best proportion surpasses the imperium. In the best proportion is beyond thought.
Yeah. This asana tavim is the best moment, best way of putting together everything. This is not something understandable, really. This is some intention of the creator we are talking about. So it's not a simple logical stuff to understand. Yes?
If I declare the value of this inaccessible, I shall be consumed, and the hearer too will be consumed.
Mm-hmm. If I try to explain this, everything will burn out, even the people who listen to this. Yes?
At this point, close your lips and proceed no further. This Siddiq went to those asses.
I said, okay, I talked about it, but we cannot talk more than this. This is something that you should feel somehow, that what we are talking about, that look around you. You have a special gift as a human. Connections. Why do you like the pearl? Your life has nothing to do with pearl, but the education you are told, you have been shown the picture, and blah, 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 to understand that this stuff is very scarce and very beautiful. This is how it is. We learn the beauty, and we could remain the stupid ass and not learn it. Haven't you seen the people who are not interested in none of this stuff we are talking about? Yes.
He knocked the door in, and when the Jew opened the door, he went into his house beside himself. He sat down beside himself and furious and full of fire, and from his mouth leaped many bitter words. Why are you beating this friend of God? What hatred is this, O enemy of the light?
You see? Okay. Now let's go back to the story. This Siddiq went and knocked the door. The guy opened the door. He became selfless. Not being himself. It's bichudi. In that state, he's not himself anymore. He went in and started to talk to the guy that, why are you beating your slave and blah, 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 all of that. Being aggressive to the guy. Yes.
If you are steadfast in your own religion, how is your heart consenting to maltreat him who is steadfast? Oh, you effeminate in Judaism, who imputes this to a prince. Do not view all in the distorting mirror of your selfhood, oh, you who are banned with an everlasting curse.
Remember this. Because Rumi is talking to you. This is it. The guy will say, don't judge the other people by comparing yourself to them. Because you could never know anyone like you know yourself. And you're in love with yourself. So, how dare you to do this comparison? Do not do this. Yes?
If I should tell what burst from the lips of the Siddiq at that moment, you would lose foot and hand.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember? He said, it's enough if I talk more, it will be dangerous. Close your mouth and don't bring your ass in this part. And he will repeat it again in a way. To show you, like a Francis's, that watch, what was that all about? That was all about you judging everything by just thinking about you. And that's silly. Don't